Perek Zayin. Elu veharois toharois, the following of haros toharois, shahayu boi koidim lematan Torah. Okay, these are the haros toharois that existed, haros toharois which existed boi koidim matan, koidim lematan Torah. Benachui veniskayer, bekatan venoilat, bekemet venigla, boroish uvazokon, the head and the beard, bashchin vamichi vekedach uva vakedach. Uva Mordin. Okay, I have no idea what this means. Let's see via the Rav. The Rav via says, "Elu v'harosh t'harosh shahayi b'ayboy kodem al kodem l'antora mi shahayisa b'ayt saras kodem l'antora." A person that saras kodem matan Torah. Lo hayotame machmas oisa nega li acha matan Torah. They'll save adam kiyev v'ar b'saroi prat l'ze shekvar haya. It has to be yihiye. Yes, be a member of the club, and then yihiye. V'chol honi nami d'chashiv mechasim nafkei. The beinion sheyivoleid hanega b'shosh sheroy li tamei boy v'loy koydim. It has to be. You need sheyivoleid hanega. The nega comes into existence. B'shosh at a time sheroy li tamei bo. Where he's fit to become tamei v'loy koydim, k'moy ger ad shaloy niskayer v'kodim ad shaloy noilad v'chein kulam, v'kemet v'niskalo shahoye mitchilo hanega mustar v'secha kemet v'hoye tar v'nei yeshu b'beis hasasorim v'yachakach niskale. So there was a maka, there was a nega, but it's inside of a fold of the body, and then the fold went away. Now it's niskale. Fine, that's v'kemet. That's nehi the name v'amordim kolay mar b'shchin u'michveh hamordim. And then what happened? And then they became healed. And now the color of the nega did not change. So now Mimela, the law is, since the nega already existed in the matzav of where it's tahar, and now the matzav changed where it would be tamei, too little, too late, the nega is tahar. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Elu v'harois taharis, the following taharis. Number one is shahayu boy koydim lamatan Torah. Okay, that's a case. That is a case in it of itself, where a person and a nega before matan Torah, and now la'achar matan Torah, the nega remains. So he was not a bar chiyuva. He was not a bar chiyuva because before matan Torah. Now he's after matan Torah is a bar chiyuva. It doesn't matter because the mitzias was the nega was there before. Now what is the obvious kasha? This is not nogea. What, is there a person today alive that has a nega that was alive before Matan Torah? Who do you know among your chaverim that was alive before Matan Torah? That's still around today that has a nega? Agudas Yisrael of America. They existed before Matan Torah and they exist now and they had negoim then. Yeah. Shehoyu bo koydim l'matan Torah. It's a very bizarre case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be discussing such a case of a human being who had a nega before Matan Torah, and he's still around today, and the nega is from before Matan Torah, and he's going to be tar. So the first question that a kohen has to ask the person, they see a nega, they say, "Sir,
how old are you?
If you're more than 3,333 years, then." It's tahar, because if this nega that you have now, you're telling me existed from the time from before Matan Torah. So yeah, when we're reading this Mishnah, the only thing we'll get to a person who is at least 3,334 years old. You know anyone like that?
We have some older people in the young Israel that your father used to call before young. But I don't know.
We're more than 3,333 years old. Fine. And then we have in the case of a guy, a Gentile, v'niskayer. That we understand. B'katan v'noilad. B'katan v'noilad. What does that mean? What do you mean b'katan v'noilad? A katan noilad? What, a noilad a nega? What do you mean b'katan? B'katan v'noilad? What does that mean? Shoy b'katan v'noilad. B'nachri v'niskayer. B'katan.
Yeah. Something that's intra-embryonic, that you can see it on the sonogram. You can see it on the sonogram. You can see the white hairs. that's, you know, you can see the mechia. Whatever it is.
A katan, first of all, a katan is shaykh in the goyim?
Why not?
A katan is a din of a nega only in an ish, isn't a nega a din of a spiritual punishment to, and that only can apply to a person who's a bar chiyuva, a person who's a bar mitzvah. A person does not stop not getting, a person gets negoim as an oinish. Right? You go and you get the mercy, a negoim become for certain reasons. Today we don't know anything. Today we live in a world we're not allowed to say that because today we don't know anything about punishments. Today we don't get punished anyway. There's no punishment today. Today everything is an opportunity. But in the olden days, they used something called punishments. So a nega comes from different averos, lashon hara, mitzvah shemar, rechilus, for murder. So is a katan shaykh in the din of nega? I don't know. I guess it. I don't know. But and that's maybe what does mean over here is a katan v'noil. I don't know what this means altogether.
I mean, you know, the Gemara. I mean, the Mishnah talks about cases where a baby comes out and sticks out his hand or sticks out his leg.
So then that's not a katan, that's an ubar. You want to go say that this person had a nega when he was an ubar and he was noilat. So now when he's noilat, now he becomes into the parish of negoim. But if he's an ubar and there's a nega, so the ubar is not shaykh in negoim. I don't know.
These are very strange cases.
Let's see further. Bekemet the nigla beroy shuv azokon mashchun v'mechva v'kedach. Then there's beroy shuv azokon, the head and the beard, mashchun v'mechva v'kedach. Kedach case is another type of impact. Uva mordin. So what happened over here? So maybe the mission is explaining. Chazar haroy shuv azokon v'nigruch. Let's say the head. The head. Became bald. Let's say the shchin, the bird, and the kedach, they became a tzoleves, a skeb. The law is tahirim. The law is there tahar. Let's see the rav. That's really vital in the Mishnah. Let's go vital then. Let's say katan, before there was sear. And then helu seir v'nikru. Then they was here v'nikruchu, or hashchin v'hamichle v'hakedach ad shloy nasu tzoleves. Before they had a skev, nasu tzoleves v'choyu. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mitame shetchilasim v'sef mitame v'cham mitadim. Okay, let's see the end of the rav. I have feeling I have to go through this a few times. Let's see what's going on over here. Let's see over the end of the rav. Ad shloy helu asteh seir bo hanega d'chashivi ka'ar basar d'haynu tchilasim tuma sh'alu s'arves. You have the head and the beard, there was no here, child. Learns the last Mishnah. So when there's a nega on the head or on the beard before it develops here, it's or basar, tame. And then suddenly, like Rabbi Loz ben Azaria, Hayarik ben Shimshana, overnight he grows a long white beard. And he has a whole full head of hair. That's normally not the way it goes. Normally when you get old, your hair falls out. Here, the child, the next day, he has a full head of hair. Fine. So now he's tar because this is no longer a mokoim. This is no longer a mokoim of here. So actually, it says boha nega the chashivi ka arbasa the haynet chilasin tuma shalu hasaros havitar shadinam banesokim uche she nikrichu when he becomes bald haynu soifan tuma chayin shchinu mechva v'kedach the actually boha nega haynu tuma. We need that the shchin the mikvah come before the seis. Yeah, the chassid says the mkoim hashchin seis, and the place of the shchin is seis. She yakdim hashchin laseis. That the shchin should come before the seis, v'lo shetakdim ha-seis l'shchin. Shecholju v'nasu tzoleves haynu tomo, v'choyu sh'nisrapu yofe, v'lezeh ben Yaakov v'tamei kevon de b'tchila bo hanega, since b'tchila bo hanega bar basar, Okay, so those are the three stages. This is a new part of the mission where there are three stages. There is a stage of Tuma, then there's Tahara, and then we go back to Tuma. So the question is Yesh Dichui bin Agoyim or Ain Dichui bin Agoyim? Right, like by Kabbanos? But is there a dichui b'kodshim? If something was ready to go on the mizbech and then there was a dichui, now the question can be reinstated. Yesh dichui b'kodshim, ain't dichui b'kodshim. You have a sugi over here, yesh dichui b'bali chayim. You have an av, the av was disqualified, now it was disqualified. Do we allow to be reinstated? So here he's saying something a little bit different, but he's saying over here a different principle. And in this principle, he's talking about over here, he's talking about over here about the nega. Okay, obviously we need more information. Let's look at the Ikum Farshim. Maybe the Ikum Farshim will shed some insight on this mission. Ikum Farshim, hak dama. Perakeinu malami din beheris shahoya ba seitz shasa patur. V'din hakoitzeitz esa beheris oy esimani hatuma. Okay, that's going to be obviously in the next mission. Hak dama. Mishnah seinu dana b'negoyim shetichlasan b'shasa patur b'sefen b'shasa chiyuv. We start out with the nega, and the nega is in a matzav of pitur, and then the situation on the facts on the ground change, and now we are in a matzav of chiyuv. Or in another case, the end of the Mishnah, when the goyim shetchilasan v'sevem b'shasachiyuv, ach be'emtza in the middle hoya hefsek shel shasa pitur. Okay, so there are two parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah deals with the situation where the beginning was pitur, and then we enter into an environment of chiyuv, or a case where we have chiyuv, and the middle is pitur. Good.
Didn't we have once the sefer of the Mishnah? First, you say that's omed be'ena, meaning that it can change in the middle. When the kohen comes back on day seven, and it's the same as before, then it's amad.
You're right. I don't know. You're right. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. This needs more elaboration. I don't know. You're saying very good. I don't know. Okay, let's just see what it says over here first. Ad shaloi nasu tzareves, before it became a tzareves. Okay. Ayin rav the iker toisves yomtiv kasta from amalecha shloimaim the chayu perushoy o chayu. When it says the chayu, doesn't mean it happens or it got healed. Chayu means it healed. Shemachloikes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Acham bein Meshchin b'Michve Shoy b'Mukayim Nega. The Machloikes of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Acham applies bein Meshchin b'Michve Shoy b'Mukayim Nega. Koydim Shoyu Hoyu Klal v'Achakach Hoyu v'Nasr Rebbe Sachakach. The Machloikes Nachamo. Machloikes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'Chachamim applies bein Meshchin b'Michve Shoyu b'Mukayim Nega. Koydim Shoyu Shahayu kolal. What does that mean? Bein b'shchein u'michva shahaya b'mekayman hanega. A shchein and a michva was in their place.
Kodim shahayu
kolal. Before they existed entirely, which means that there was a nega in this spot, and then on came later the newcomers. The shchinu the mikva to this spot, the achar kach hoyu. Then they arrive the shchinu the mikva, and then the nasu tsareves achar kach. So that means that it's tamei tahar tamei. Originally, it's just regular arbasar. It's ordinary arbasar, and in the spot of the arbasar, there is a shchinu or mikva. There is ordinary arbasar. Period. And then comes part two. Now we have a shchin or a mikva. A shchin or a mikva are not candidates for arbasar. And then time passes and we come to stage three, where the shchin and the mikva forms a krum keklipas hashum. So now they're back in business. This has potential for tuma. So we've gone from tuma to tahara to tuma. Originally, there's a baheres on regular arbasar. And then in that very spot where the nega is, there's a mikva or a shchin. So now this nega is not in the world of tumah. And then later, afterwards, what happens? The Shechin and the Michvah, they form a Tzareves. So when it's a Tzareves, it's like going back to the original state where now there's potential that the Baheres should be Tameh. That's one situation. Bein, V'Shechin u'Michvah she'achar kach choyul gamri. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a Tzareves, even if it's completely healed. Choyul gamri. V'nir l'niyas dayt. V'loy garsin ma'atshaloy nasu Tzareves el atshaloy nasu b'lvod. But the correct grace over here is not to say Ach Nasu Tzareves, Ella Achaloy Nasu Bilvad Perish. I don't know, we have to see back to the mission what that means. Perish Nizimlach Shlaim Shahisah Baharis Bimokim Hashrin, the Baharis, is in the Mukhaim Hashrin, the place of the Shrin, yeah, the Baharis. The Baharis is in Shahisah Baharis, the Baharis was. Where was the Baharis?
In the
place of the Shrin. The Baharis was in the place of the Shrin. Okay, that's what we said before. Isn't what we said before? V'lo hayu el adayin. V'lo hayu adayin. Elo hayu arbasa. All we had originally was arbasa. V'yachar kach, and afterwards, nasu tzareves. Shehu simin tahara. Lefisha kodmo habaheres l'shrin. The baheres came before the shrin. The achar kach choyu shenisrapu l'gamri v'nasu abosha. I don't know what he's saying. Let's go weiter. Let's get an idea. That's it.
It's a case of tame tahar tame.
Okay, well, he said it before. Right, that was said before. The same thing he said before.
Right. All right. Sorry, I'm just trying to tell you where it is.
Now let's see the chart. Maybe with the chart we'll have more of an understanding, and then we'll come back and do this all over again. The chart. Hamikra. Nega shenoylad b'shas ha-petur v'niskayim at shas chiyav. Okay, the first case, a nega that was noylad b'shas ha-petur. And then comes along b'shas chiyav. Nega shenoylad l'fnei matan Torah. A nega that was noylad l'fnei matan Torah v'niskayim lechem matan Torah. Eina mitame. V'chenega shenoylad b'ger v'niskayim. So look what he says. He answers our question. You see, he answers the katan. He translates, see, this is gold. It was worth the price of admission just for this one word. Be'ubar, in ubar. Be'ubar v'noilat. You see, the katan means an ubar. You say this in the Yom Ram. Kama ya'avrun v'chama yibore'un. What does that mean? How many people will pass from this world and how many will be created? What do you mean? We already said mi yichi mi yamos. What does that mean? It already says who is going to die. What do you mean, kama ya'avrun? The answer is that's not the correct year. The correct year is kama with a dot in the base. How many people will conceive? How many fetuses will there be in this world? Kama ya'aberun. How many people will produce an ubar? Kama yibarein, how many of those ubarin will survive the 9 months in the womb and be born, come into this world? Kama mi voesh, which of these ubar will die from a fever? Mi bamayim, which one will die because there's the embryonic sac, whatever it's called, flooded. The water will flood them, they'll drown. How many of them will choke? The umbilical cord will choke them. Yechonekun. I'm not making this up. I saw this in the Sefer. Kama ya'abrun means how many people become pregnant.
That part I can buy. The other part about having the Uber die, me'imo, behilo nero ale roshi, when it was the best time of my life. Right, that's not what you. So I mean, Dober's not. I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
All right, there are 26. There are 26 items in Mishnah Taikif. 26 different possibilities that can come about in the Mishnah Taikif. Vaitam. Okay,
ubar v'noilat. So he says over the word yikotim is an ubar. Bekemet v'nigla b'roish uv'zokin v'nigrach. Oh, so you look at that. He puts the word v'nigrach. I didn't read it right. See, now I understand. You have a roish uv'zokin. See, I didn't read the whole Mishnah right. Roish uv'zokin means there's a nega in the roish or the zokin that has hair, a hairy head, a long beard. So there's no nega when the head has hair. There's no nega when the beard has hair. And now the head becomes bald and the beard becomes clean shaven. So now the head and the beard turn into mekoymos, which have potential to become negoyim. B'shchein b'michvah v'kedach. You have shchein boil b'michvah the burden v'kedach hamordin v'nasu tzareves. So you have the word mordin goes back on all three. There's a shchein, there's a michvah, there's a kedach, and there's a nega in that location, which means that it's not a candidate to become a nega. And now it forms a scab, which means now there is potential. So what is the common denominator of all of these cases? The common denominator of all these cases is the common denominator of all these cases is that they start out as a matzah of petur and now they enter into the realm of chiyuv of toma. So what's the din on the left side? Din hanegoim tohad the tar. Why are they tar? Why are these negoim tohadim? Lefi shenoldu b'shas hapetur v'nemar. The Torah says otherwise. Adam ki yevor b'sreseis darshu chazal ki yihyeh min hatzivui ve'elach. Means at the time when a person is commanded. And since all of these examples when the nega appears is in a matzav where there is no tzivui, it's premature, there's not going to be any tumma. Okay, then we go to the next line, the bottom. Nega b'shas chiyuv im hefzik shebe'emsa shel shas patur. Nega shenolad b'reishu v'zokin lefnei shehelu seyar. Shas chiyuv. V'himshech lehiskayim b'shas shehelu seyar. Shas patur. U'v'shas shechazru. And then u'v'shas shechazru. But then what happened was the head became bald and the beard became empty of hair. So you went from chiv to petur to chiv. Next example, nega ba'or ba'basar, v'nase sham shechin u'michva mordin. So now it's petur. V'achar kach nasu tzoreves, oishin nishrapu l'gamri. Chiv. What is the din? Machloikas. This is where we have a disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mitane. Why? Hoyel v'utchilosei v'soyev b'shas chiyuv. So Mer d'gezach, if you chayv in the beginning, you chayv at the end, and everything in the middle will swallow up. V'chol metadim, hoyel sins v'hoyel hefzek shas ha'petur b'emtza. Okay, the chart makes it very easy, the chart. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's chaz over the Mishnah very quickly. The Mishnah here says, let's chaz this Mishnah. Eilu v'harois t'harois, the following atar. And you're going to start out when the nega first appears for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the very first time, Mr. and Ms. So-and-so, tahar. And then they're going to become tameh. We don't care, you'll remain tahar the rest of your life because since you're tahar right now, you're tahar forever. So tahar, shayu boi kodin l'kodin l'antar, or b'nachim v'niskaya, or b'kodin, which means an ubar, and v'noilat, or b'kemet v'nigla, b'roish u'v'zokon, but let's say now, b'roish u'v'zokon. See, now, and so now he explains. This part of the Mishnah, he's explaining. This b'roish u'v'zokon b'shchinu v'michu v'kedach uva mordin. So now I think now that this part is explaining. Let's review. No, it's not. That's a new case. So what do you mean? You have to explain. B'roish u'v'zokon period, which means there was a nega when they were on the rosh of the zokon, and then what happened? The hair fell out. So you start out petur and you entered into a matz of chiyuv. Or, ya bashchin uvamichva v'kedach. Now what's uva mordin? Why does it say uva mordin? It should say mordin. The word mordin, there's no vav. It should say that there was a nega formed when there was a shchin, a michva, v'kedach, while they were all mordin. And then they healed. It's too little too late since the nega was first, and the first was noilat in the time of Petur. He's adding a lot of perish into these words, because the way he's explaining it means is that there was a first it was a shchin of a michel v'kedach mordin, word of Moradin is going back, and the Vav doesn't make sense, going back in all of these examples. And then the Nega appeared. So the Nega appeared in the Makom of Patur, a place of Patur. In a place of Patur. And then they became Chiyuv because it healed. Atzarev is formed. So the halach is, even though right now it's in the matzav of Chiyuv, but since over here when it started, it was Purus in the main part. Now it goes on to part two of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah discussing the case where we're going to have Chiyuv, Patur, and Chiyuv. Chazar haroish v'azokein v'nikroch. No, I guess it's an explanation. I'm sorry, it's an explanation. I made a mistake. Now he's explaining that part of the Mishnah. Chazar haroish v'azokein v'nikroch, who became bald, or hashchin v'amich v'hakedach v'nasu tzoreves tohoirim. Okay, that's an explanation. Therefore, the Mishnah over here is the way the Mishnah is ordered is not so simple, because the beginning of the Mishnah, it tells you the case entirely from beginning to end. Then this part of the Mishnah is giving you a list, and then the Mishnah is coming to fill in the gaps, explain to you what the case is. When we talk about Chazah Harosh V'Azakan, that means it starts out the Negas and the Harosh V'Azakan have here, and then it becomes bold V'Nikruchu. So the lowest tar, because the Negas started out in a Matzah of Petur. And when it comes to the case of the Shechin, the Mikvah, the Kedach, the Tzmordin, the Nega appeared then, which is Potur, and then the Nega, then the Shechin, the Nichva healed, so it's too little too late. That it's explaining. Now next part of the Mishnah. Horoish v'hazokon, actually hello, now we go to part two of the Mishnah, where it's going to be Chiyuv, Petur, Chiyuv. Horoish v'hazokon, ad sheloi helu se'ar. Right before there was se'ar, there was no hair. Then Helu Seyar, and then there was a Nega. A Nega appears there. And then Helu Seyar V'Nikruchu. Now say that now that's Petur. Then V'Nikruchu, then because the hair falls out. So that's Petur, that's Chiyuv, Petur, Chiyuv. Or Hashchin V'Amich V'Akedach. Ah, the Shchin, Nasu Tzoreves. And Nasu Tzoreves V'Choyi. Or, now we understand what the rabbi over there said. Or V'Choyi. So it means, There was a nega on our basar.
I'm sorry,
how are you? No problem.
This here, right? These chairs.
Okay, so there was a nega. Okay, there was a nega on the shchin and the mikvah and the kedah before. And then the shchin, the mikvah, and the kedah appears. So now you went from chiv to petur. And then the shchin, the mikvah, and the kedah formed a crust. It formed a crust, and it was a tzareve. So now you're going back to a matzah of chiv. So it's chiv petur chiv. So what is the halacha? The halacha over here is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mitameh. He's mitameh. Why is he mitameh? Because since the beginning was tameh, the end was tameh. It's tameh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov himself from tameh. Racham mitad, and the Racham say it's tar. Why? We don't look at the chil and the seif. We look at the fact is that since there was a hefsek in the middle, it's going to become tar. Okay, I'm very satisfied with the Mishnah. We have to go back though and read the Rav and the Mepharshim to fill all the gaps. But I think over here we've come away with you have Clark out of the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah again, very quickly. Elu behar, you see, I understand why. Elu behar is tar. The following one become tar. First, we're going to go list all the case where it starts at. It's Petur leading into Chiyuv. And that everyone agrees is tar. The nega was noilad when you were in a matzav of petur. What are they? Number one is shahayil boy kaidim lamatan tyra, and then after mantar, or benachri viniskayer, bekadim is an ubar vinoilat, or bekemet vinigla, or now, period. Now, when we go to the next part of the Mishnah, we're going to break it up into two parts. The next part of the Mishnah is going to be we're going to have two different categories in this part of the Mishnah. This is going to be the category of this part of the Mishnah, which is going to be Tahar, then Tamei, and then this part two where it's going to be Tamei, Tahar, Tamei. So only in this part of the Mishnah can you break up into three stages. Because the first part of the Mishnah, there are no three stages. There's only before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. There is no third stage of going back to before Matan Torah. It's impossible to go back to before Matan Torah. This is, once a Goy becomes a Yid, there's no way he can go back to becoming a Goy. There's no third stage. And when it comes to those cases, only two stages. Now we're coming to a case where it's possible to have two stages, and it's possible to have three stages. So we do each one at a time. First case is the two stages. We have Beroish Uva Zokon, and Bashchin, Uva Mich, Vikedach, Uva Mordin. The Moradin has to be understood to mean the Moradin, without the Vav, that the Shechin, the Nichve Kedach, was in a matzav of Moradin, which means that there's no, it's not healed, there's no tzoreves, and that means that it's a matzav of Tahara. Now we explain case number two parts and three parts. First is the two parts. Let's say the Nega appeared on the Rosh and the Zakon when they was here. So that's Petur, that's Tahar. And then the here fell off. That's now matzav of chiyuv. It doesn't matter. Tahar. Chazar harosh vazakav v'nikruchu. Tahar, right? Or let's say the nega came upon the shchin and the mikvah. First came the shchin and the mikvah. And then upon the shchin and the mikvah came the nega. So it's tahar. And then the shchin and the mikvah healed. It doesn't matter. Even though right now you are in a matzav of chiyuv, but since the nega came upon the shchin and the mikvah before it healed, so that means it's tar. So Ashrin v'nechva v'akedach v'nasu tzoleves tohoirim. Because since the nega was first noilat, when the body was in the matzav of petur, in the makom of petur, even though later the reason why petur goes away, it doesn't matter. It remains tar. Now we're going to discuss the case where there are three parts. What are the three parts? Let's say we have harosh v'hazakon. And Ashlein Helusir, so that's a matzav of chiyuv, of tumah. And now there's a nega. So right now he would be tumah. What happens? Now the here brings forth the head and the beard has here. Now we enter into a matzav of petur. And then the head and the beard become bald. So we go back into a matzav of chiyuv. Chiyuv, petur, chiyuv. So let's say Ashlein Helusir, and then Helusir v'nikruchu. Or when it comes to the let's say there's a nega before the shchin arrives, before the mikvah, this very spot in the flesh. There's a nega, and then exactly on that spot comes a mikveh or a shrin. Hashrin va mikveh va kedach ashlenas, and then what happened before there's a tzolevis. So right now it's a matziv. First is a shrin. First is the nega. Then there's a shrin va mikveh va kedach ashlenas tzolevis, and then the nas tzolevis or the chayu or completely heals. So what is the law? So here in Machlokes, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chacham Elazar ben Yaakov says that since the Techilas and the Saif and the Techil and the Saif was the Techil and the Saif was Tameh, it's going to be Tameh. According to the Chacham Elazar, that since in the middle we have a Hefsek of a Tahara, that's what counts, and it's going to become Tahar. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov.
Do you mean that the Tzarevis men, the Chacham means that the Tzarevis went away, or no,
it developed. Right now, there was a Nega on Arbasar. Then on the Arbasar becomes a mikveh or a shchin. That's right. A moirat. And now the mikveh or the shchin develops a tzoreves, which means now it's in a matzav where it can become tameh. Or let's say it's better than a tzoreves. Let's say it heals entirely. It skips the tzoreves matzav. It goes all the way into regular Arbasar. So now you're certainly back in business in a matzav of tumah. Of tumah because it's regular arbasar. Tzoreves is arbasar. Tzoreves has the same halacha as arbasar. When a mikveh or a shchin has a tzoreves, then there is potential for it to become a nega, to become tameh, because it's no longer in a state of merida. When there's a tzoreves, it's no longer a merid. Only when it's a merid is it exempt from possibility of tumah. When the tzoreves forms on the shchin of the mikveh, then there's no longer an exemption for tumah. Now it's in a matziv of then it's a matzav of tumah. Once the tzareves forms, it can now become tameh. So it better. Let's say the tzareves is nevachoyu, it's completely healed. So we have, in essence, in these cases, we have a situation of tumah, then tahara, then tumah. Tumah, tahara, tumah. We go to the steps. So what is the halacha? So the halacha over here is the machlekes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, tameh, the ikor is the tchil on the seif. Tchil on the seif is tameh, this tameh. According to the Chacham, say no, because it's not the end and the beginning. We have taken the expression in the middle. Since in the middle, the M said it was a matzav, a moment of petur. It is patel gamri, this tahara. There is nothing to discuss. The person over here is not going to be condemned to go to the muchlat center. Okay, we have to chaz the mission again with the Rav and with the Teis Yom again. Now that we understand it, but we can't do it now because I really have to go now. Okay.
Okay,
thank you very, very much. Please, next time, don't let me battle. Only learn because I mamish don't have time for anything. I really have millions I have to do, even though I come from nothing. I have no money. But I have to learn. I have to just do the best I can do.